Hello.
Good morning. This is Jasmine, returning your missed call for Home Care Services, ma'am. How can I assist you today?
Trying to find out a client when his services start.
What's the name of the client?
James Kirtland.
Kirtland. Curtlin.
K-I-R-K-L-A-N-D.
And his date of birth?
6/20/1956.
All right, let me check to see what we have here for him, okay? James.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome, Kirtland. I don't have a James Kirtland in our data bank, patient data bank. What agency are you calling?
Health Choices, Health Care Choices.
So this is Family First Care. We are licensed home care agency. No, please. Do you need assistance so that I can help you with him? Send you an aide to assist in the home?
No, he has an aide.
Okay, are you guys happy with your services?
Well, we're trying to figure it out now.
Okay, let me give you my number. If it doesn't work out, you're going to call me so that I can help you guys, okay?
Oh, okay, thank you.
Absolutely. So he does have a waiver, and he has an active
yes.
care plan. What is it, that they're not sending an aide to you?
No, the agency hasn't started. Like, they're waiting to get the okay to move on.
But the okay is in the system. There's a waiver. Why haven't they started?
What? The waiver's in the system?
Yeah, that means that he's ready to be serviced. Why is the agency taking so long?
I don't know.
So then let me help him, because we could call the service coordinator right now and get you guys started.
Ain't there something?
Who's gonna be your care? Who's gonna be his caregiver for James?
I'm his caregiver.
So let's send you the hiring application. Let me help you. Let me get you started, so that you can start right away. Oh. What's your name?
Gwendolyn Benitez.
Gwendolyn.
I'm glad I called.
Yes, Gwendolyn. How do you spell your first name?
G-W-E-N-D-O-L-Y-N.
And your last name?
Benitez.
B-N-I-T-E-Z?
Yes.
And what's Mr. James's address?
106 North 9th Street.
That's Philadelphia, PA?
No, this in Reading.
Reading, PA? And what's the zip code?
19601.
And what's the county? What county is that in?
Berks County.
Okay. All right. Does he know his service coordinator's information so we could get you guys the care plan as soon as possible?
No, we really don't know the service.
Well, I'm going to get you all that information. He's through AmeriHealth Caritas, okay?
Okay. Oh, you found him already.
I have all his information. I see his waiver. I see his Medicaid ID number. He's ready. He's ready to go. That means that you should have an agency already paying you to do the job.
Wow. I don't know what's going on with these people.
Yeah, we're not going to wait for them to figure it out, all right? We're just going to jump over them, and we're going to call the service coordinator and get your care plan started.
Okay. All right, hon. Give me a call.
Let me give you all my information so you can have it written down, okay? Can I get a good number to reach James?
His number. James, can I have your number? 484-721.
I got 484-721.
0468.
All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to work on this request. I'm going to submit the referral, and I'm going to have one of our agents contact James so that we could get a hold of his service coordinator and see how quickly we could get you started, okay? I'm also going to have them send you the hiring application. Are you with James now?
Yes.
All right, let me see who's available. What did they offer you an hour so I can match that and give you something higher?
15 an hour.
Okay. And how many hours was he approved for?
57.6.
Let me check the county rates, okay? See if we got okay, all fees.
Oh, my
higher.
God. Thank you. Huh?
Oh, my
God. Yeah, I will.
I'm also going to offer you a $200 sign-on bonus. Okay, on top of your,
okay.
You're going to get paid every Friday, and you're going to get paid time and a half. So anything over 40 hours is time and a half. So you're going to get overtime for 17.5 hours.
Oh, wow. That's wow. Thank you, dear. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I had a cheap tuberculosis test, everything with them. It was approved, everything.
So what's going to happen is you're going to send that paperwork to us so you don't have to do that all over again, okay?
Right.
You just have to resubmit it with the new application. We're just going to expedite everything so we could get you guys started right away, okay?
Oh, okay, honey. Ain't that something? Thank you, honey. I'm so glad I got in touch with you. Oh, what's the name of your company?
So it's called Family First Care. Write it down. Family First Care.
Oh, I've seen it on TV.
Yes, and also on the radio. We have a radio campaign. We're the highest paying
agency
in the county
right now.
Oh, my
goodness.
Family
First. Yes, Family First.
So I'm going to be transferring this call to Ms. Ruth. She's going to further you along. She's going to try to get a hold of your service coordinator so that we can expedite this request and get you started right away, Ms. Gwendolyn, okay?
Thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah,
oh,
I want you to write
down
my phone number. Let me know when you're ready,
okay? Yeah, I'm looking for a pen right now.
Take your time. There's no reason why you guys are not getting paid already. He should be on services,
what?
And you should be getting paid. Because there's an active
yeah.
care plan in the system, and there's a waiver, meaning the state already gave him permission to get onto home care services. So he should be on services.
I don't know what's wrong with these people.
No, I don't know
but
either.
What if it didn't happen? She found us. Just found you just like that, Jim. Okay, dear.
So my name is Jasmine. This is Family First Care. That's Family First Care.
Family.
First Care.
First.
And the agency's phone number is 267-551-7410.
7410. Okay.
All right. I'm going to transfer you to Ms. Ruth. She's going to further you along in the process. Okay. Please hold.
All right, honey.
Welcome to
Thank
Family
you.
First. It's been a pleasure assisting you. Okay. You call me if you need me, Ms. Gwendolyn.
All right, dear.
James,
Thank
have a
you.
Great day. You too. Please hold.
Me too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Family First, Ruth speaking.
I was transferred over by Jasmine.
Yes, hi, okay. I guess you called in looking for services.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I would be glad to assist you and answer any questions you have. Okay. So, first of
yes.
all, are you the caregiver or are you the client?
Caregiver.
The caregiver, okay.
Yes.
Not a problem. So let me explain to you first how the intake process is going to work, and then we'll see if you have any questions.
Okay.
So in order to start a case, you know, to have you actually start working, you will need two steps done. So number one is that we'll need you to complete some paperwork. It's a pretty easy process, you know, not very hard. Everything can be done online, you know, or, you know, except for the TB test, which has to be done by the doctor's office, but meaning you don't have to come down to the office at all. Okay? And then the second part of signing up is that we will need the authorization from the insurance company for the patient. And then once we have these two things, then we can actually start. You can start and get paid. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the application process, so what we will need is I will send you, there are a few links that you need to complete, like the application, the I-9W-4, you know, these forms. Okay?
Yes.
You'll need a TB test done, unless you had one done.
I have one done. I have one done with this agency.
Oh, with this? Oh, you were in with our agency in the past?
No, with another agency, and just had one done.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay, then you wouldn't have to get that done. Do you have the results from that one?
No, I don't have the results. I can get it from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just try to get the results, because we will need, you know, just the results from that one. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so that should be perfect. Now, we will need IDs. Which form of IDs do you have? Do you have a picture ID, driver's license?
Yeah, that driver's license.
Driver's license. Now, what about a Social Security card?
That's Social Security card.
Okay, good. So we'll need a picture of both of these. And then for the last thing that we will need to prove that you've been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years. So it can be anything, you know, that's dated for 2 years back. Even, you know, the easiest I say is that you check that when your ID was issued, when your driver's license was issued, if it was issued 2 years ago. If not, it can be
okay.
In the letter or bill. Do you know when it was issued? You got it done recently or no?
No, it wasn't recently. It was a couple years ago.
A couple of years. Okay, so that's good. As long as it's over 2 years.
Yeah,
then that's
much
good.
More.
Yeah. Okay, so that's about it for the process. Okay, pretty easy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm gonna text you soon all the application requirements just so you have it on your phone, okay? And we can work on the links. And then when you have you know the pictures of your IDs of the TV, you can just respond to my text message and just send me a picture of these.
Send you a picture of them. I sure will.
Okay, great. Now, do you have a day when you want? Do you have a mind that you want to start or no?
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible. Okay,
because the other agency that I was with, they're no longer working with me.
Oh, no?
No, we don't have them now.
Oh. Oh, well. Okay, they're not paying you?
No.
That's not fair. Okay, so let's get this going as soon as possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
how
right,
about
honey.
We reach out? How about we call Keystone right now and we tell them?
Yes.
Yeah, does that sound fine?
That sounds good.
Okay, give me a moment and let me see who the service coordinator is.
You want the phone?
Okay, so I see that the service coordinator is Shaquila. Just hold on a minute while I try your connector, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so she's not answering the phone.
Okay.
Okay, so I will try calling again later. Do you have her phone number so you can try reaching her as well?
Yeah, James has her phone number.
James has a phone number. Okay, good. So maybe he should try reaching her as well, because she'll need to confirm with him before she submits the authorization. And then it will take a couple of days for us to get it, but I'll tell her to send it for as soon as she can.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
Okay, my pleasure. And I'll text you the requirements. Any questions you have, just reach out to me, okay?
I sure will.
Okay. It was great speaking with you. Have a nice day.
You too, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.